is Mr. Ken, I'm sorry, is James O'Neill. This is 97-2344. Mr. O'Neill, Michael James O'Neill, was ordered to appear before the court to indicate why he was not in contempt. I assume that you are Ken Donchance from the counsel's office. I'm sorry. Trying to move things along here.
Yes.
The guest is ready to come back. Until... that we've been unsuccessful in causing Mr. O'Neill to respond to our efforts to advise him of our desire to have him here. And yet the complaint is he's been practicing law. Do you know something we don't know about the whereabouts of Mr. O'Neill?
Yes, Mr. Justice. We located him yesterday at the request of the disciplinary counsel and tracked him down in Connecticut. He's living in his father's house, and it's unclear as to whether he's practicing law in that state. As you know, he resigned in the state of Ohio to avoid disciplinary proceedings, so he is eligible to practice in Connecticut at this point. I spoke with him twice yesterday, once around 3:30 in the afternoon. He said he had not received any of the orders or my motion, but that he had no intention of coming back to Ohio. He said he had pretty much washed his hands of his Ohio practice, as well as two clients in the Client Security Fund and the Disciplinary Counsel's office, and he had no intention of coming back. Around 4:30 in the afternoon, I received a phone call from a friend of his who was an attorney, who told me that Mr. O'Neill contacted him and asked him to come today and make an appearance. We discussed the potential penalties and what could happen if Mr. O'Neill don't make an appearance. I guess he's decided not to attend on behalf of Mr. O'Neill. Mr. O'Neill told me in our conversation that he did not violate your order when you accepted his resignation. His position was that he immediately filed motions to withdraw in Franklin County Court of Common Pleas to get two criminal cases pending, and that Judge Pfeiffer would not accept his motions to withdraw in order for him to appear nevertheless. He claims that he appeared that day at the hearing and went into her chambers and asked again to withdraw, and she forced him to come into the courtroom and go on the record. And at that point, she admonished him for entering an appearance after having resigned in December of 97. So I spoke with Judge Pfeiffer this morning, and she sent me documents, some of which I already had, that indicated that a motion to withdraw was never actually filed in those cases, and that the only reason she knew that he had resigned from Frank's law is because she read it in OR. He had never told her, never indicated that he was eligible to represent the two criminal defendants. In fact, she sent me a copy of an entry that she made 2 days before that hearing, stating that Michael O'Neill has not sought leave to withdraw from representation. She was attempting to figure out why he wasn't responding to the court's notices. So, compounding all the things that Michael O'Neill's done, he's now given me false information and impugned Judge Pfeiffer. Which leads us, I think, to the issue of penalty at this point. From the cases I've read, I think the standard penalty for here is 6 months suspended jail time plus a $500 fine. But I would say to you today that you may want to, or I would recommend that you increase that penalty in this case. Considering the fact that Mr. O'Neill has left the state with no intention of returning, he's failed to give us a boarding address. He's failed to notify the Client Security Fund of his whereabouts. He's failed to update his address with the court reports or attorney registration. He has two clients who were victims of his unethical conduct when he took their settlement checks and converted them to his own use, and he has not reimbursed his clients for their settlement amounts, and he's currently in litigation with his clients, so now they're forced to bear the cost of his actions. He also has made no arrangements to repay the client security fund, and as of yesterday, they did not know where he was and did not receive any monies from him. We know that he's practiced law twice or attempted to in Judge Parker's court, and I have also another entry from the federal district court that occurred in late January when he entered an appearance in order to sign a plea agreement and enter into the court's records. So we would recommend at this point a higher sanction, either monetarily or maybe without the suspension of the jail time.
He's involved in, you say, in litigation with two of his clients. Is he, those cases filed in Ohio, do you know, or are they filed in Connecticut?
They're filed in Ohio in the Franklin County Court of Common Pleas, and I believe they're in front of Judge Crawford. Mr. O'Neill is acting as his own counsel. He's the defendant, and I'm trying to ascertain whether he's still using his attorney registration number.
So at some point he'll have to reappear in Ohio, I assume, unless he gets motion out or something.
I would think so, unless he's using local counsel. At this point, it's very pro se. There are no questions.
Thank you, Mr. Benches. Are there questions? Marshal, please adjourn court.
All rise.